It don't sound right.
What did men used to wear if they're working out around the barn? Something to come up?
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, run into the house and
bring me my coat.
So you say, so he ran into the house and he what?
Got his coat, I guess.
And he put it to me. He, you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Last year it was fit.
Okay. And I tried that coat on to see how well it
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them... Makes them kind of stick out?
Yes.
It makes them do what?
I don't know. Bulge, I guess.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
Drew up.
Or another way of saying that.
Shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
Shrunk.
And... If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress?
Would you say that about a man?
I don't know, I guess so.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
I've seen men on TV now all the time doing that. Primping.
What would you call a man who tries to dress real well?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a jelly bean?
Yeah, jelly bean.
What was that?
It was a man that put on a lot of fancy fixings, I guess.
Uh-huh. Would you be kind of laughing at him or insulting him or what when you said that?
I guess you'd be kind of poking fun at him.
Okay. And something you could carry money in would be a
purse or a billfold.
Okay. And something a woman would wear around her neck.
Scarf.
Or things strung up together.
Beads.
You call that a what bead?
String of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.
That's a... It's on the end of my tongue. Something to wear around your wrist.
Piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Bracelet.
And what did men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Any old fashioned name for that?
Not gallows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol or umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover, is the
bedspread.
Any special name for a home apron?
No, I don't know any special name.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever have a bolster?
Yeah. Mama used to have one.
She called that a...
bolster.
Uh-huh. You say it didn't go part way across the bed, it went...
all the way.
And said you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children to sleep on, you could make a...
pallet.
And you say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
What's another word for rich?
Fertile.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Well, there's fertile land and there's hills and clay soil.